Well, a reminder of just how much headwind free-to-air telly is facing these days, with Australia's Channel 10 being placed in administration. Ironically, it is 4 years to the day since TV3's owner MediaWorks went into receivership. So what happens to the home of Neighbours and MasterChef? The ABC's Michael Rowland is with us on this. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
This one's been a while coming, hasn't it?
Yes, it has indeed. The 10 network has been in serious financial shape now for many years. It has had previous bouts with administration going back over the last couple of decades. And as you say, it reflects what is a sharply changing media landscape, not just in Australia, not just New Zealand, but right around the world, as viewers get their entertainment elsewhere. They don't rely on free-to-air TV. They go to streaming services like Netflix. And that has been reflected by the decision by 10's very wealthy backers, including Lachlan Murdoch and a TV executive called Bruce Gordon here, not to guarantee a further $200 million plus in loans that could have kept the 10 network afloat. So serious questions now about its future and the future, as you say, of some very, very popular programs, some of the most popular programs on Australian TV.
Administrators, I know, yesterday talked reasonably optimistically. They talked of continuing as normal for now. They may be able to refinance. They may be able to sell. Is there general hope that this will work out well?
There is general hope that it will work out well. Certainly the staff are hoping that it works out well. And the administration will also enable the owners to renegotiate very hefty, very lucrative deals with big studios overseas like CBS in America that were struck back in the halcyon days of TV, when TV networks could afford to pay more money for imported TV shows. That is no longer the case. So that is going to be one byproduct, hopefully, of the administration. So we're all hoping the 10 network will emerge as a leaner, meaner operation, but it still raises very serious question marks about just where free-to-air TV is going in the longer term.
That is the truth. Michael, appreciate it very much. Michael Rowland across the Tasman for us this morning.